This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein. A lot of people in South Florida buy bottled water for drinking. They don't drink tap water. In part, it's a cultural thing. In many Latin American countries, people don't drink tap water because of concerns about contamination. But most of us still come into regular contact with tap water. In the shower, when we cook, or through the ice makers in our freezers. And we kind of assume that since water quality is overseen by federal, state, and local officials, it's safe. That might not be the case, according to a group that recently released a database of water quality tests.
We're pointing out the gap between what's legal and what's safe.
Sonia Lunder is with the Environmental Working Group, which created the database. It's online, and you can look up your zip code to see the results of water quality tests conducted by local utilities.
In addition to showing whether water complies with legal limits, we give people information about how that might be relevant to health guidelines.
Lunder says old legal guidelines haven't been updated to include new science, and some contaminants are expensive and hard to remove. She hopes that when people find out about the contaminants in their water, they'll put pressure on regulators and lawmakers to clean it up. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.